奉主耶稣圣名，我们一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to study the Bible together.
今天晚上呢，要来谈谈信仰寻根的重要性。
And tonight, we'd like to study the importance of seeking the origin of our faith.
我们来看一下《历代志上》第一章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 1.
从上个礼拜开始，我们就开始读《历代志上》。
Starting last week, we started studying the book of First Chronicles.
那历代志上从第一节开始，那说亚当生赛特，赛特生以挪士。
And in 1 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 1, here mentioned Adam, Seth, and Enosh.
然后之后呢，你就一直看，从第一章一直看，看到第九章，结束的时候，基本上都在讲家谱。
And then you continue to read until chapter 9.Until the end of chapter 9, you can see it's all about genealogy.
如果你把它从头到尾算算看，到底有几个名字，大概超过将近900个。
And if you count the names starting from chapter 1 till here, it's about 900 people.
所以这个通通在讲名字，谁是谁的儿子，一直讲下去。
And it's all names is talking about who is whose son until the end.
这段经文从第一章到第九章就成为圣经里面几段容易被跳过去不读的经文之一了。
And so from chapter 1 to 9 here's a genealogy, and this is one of the few chapters that people will skip.
比如说我们在读利未记的时候，读到那个献祭的那一段，很多人也跳过去，因为觉得都一样，很繁琐。
And just like when we study the book of Leviticus, there's a few chapters about offerings, and people will skip those because they think it's tedious.
那到了民数记的地方，也有几段会读得很枯燥，但接着一直在重复啊，讲这些东西到底要干什么，我们就跳过去不读了，不要看。
In the book of Numbers, there are also a few chapters. People will think that is very boring and dull, and they will skip those chapters as well.
你看历代志上从第一章一直到第九章啊，那历代志上其实也才只有29章而已啊。
And from First Chronicle chapter 1, you can see there's chapter 1 to 9, and the total chapters in the book are 29 chapters.
也就是说有三分之一的篇幅啊，都在讲家谱啊。
So one third of the chapter is talking about genealogy.
那这个圣经为什么要这么详细的把这些家谱列在这里呢？
So why does the Bible need to list out such a detailed genealogy?
如果我们相信圣经是神的话，神默示他的仆人写下来的作品呢？
And we believe that the Bible is the word of God, and God inspired his servants to write down.
那这一段家谱，神要告诉我们什么道理
？So from these chapters about genealogy, what kind of truth can we learn from them?
我们相信神绝对不会讲一些不需要、不重要的话，让我们前面看的打瞌睡。
And we believe that our God will not give us some chapters or certain truth that's boring just for us to fall asleep.
这其中一定有原因的。
And there must be a reason.
那是因为一方面也是因为对犹太人来说，他们很重视他们的家谱，他们本身信仰的来源。
And in one perspective, it's because the Jews they really emphasize their origin and also their genealogy.
因为在历代志上的这段家谱呢，可以说是从创世纪到民数记里面的这一些摩西五经里面的家谱的综合。
And because this chapter, this starting from the beginning of time until the book of Numbers. So this is a great summary of the genealogies.
因为他从亚当开始讲起，就是人类的起源。
Because here it starts with Adam, which is the origin of man.
到最后到第九章结束的时候，是讲到从巴比伦归回到以色列到耶路撒冷要重建圣殿的那一批人。
And chapter 9 here mentioned a group of people. They are returning from Babylon to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
所以我们就看到，他从最开始的人类开头，一直到被掳归回的那些人的名字，他一一的把它列出来了。
So we can see in the beginning, is the origin of man. Then till the end of chapter 9 are those who are taken captive, returning back to Jerusalem.
那今天我们真教会的信徒称作属灵的亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And today, the members of True Jesus Church, we are the spiritual descendants of Abraham.
我们要看重这份家谱所带给我们的意义。
So we have to pay great emphasis on the meaning that we can learn from these genealogies.
既然神要作者留下来写得这么详细，对我们一定有道理的。
If God inspired the author to write down such a detailed genealogy, for sure there's something for us to learn.
那我们要了解这一段家谱的几个基本前提要先抓住。
And first of all, there are some prerequisites we need to first pay attention to.
第一个我们要先了解历代志哦，它这一本书历代志上下这本基本上就是在希伯来文圣经是同一本书，就是历代志。
So first of all, we need to know First Chronicles and Second Chronicles, in Hebrew, they're actually one book, which is the Book of Chronicles.
写作的背景是什么？是什么啊？
And we have to know the background of these books.
啊，因为他所写的就作者所要表达的那个目的，就在他的内容里面显出来的嘛。
And we from the content of the books, we can know the purpose why the author is writing down these chapters.
这历代志上下这本书应该是在他们被掳归回之后所写出的。
And the first and second chronicles, they're written.After their people are taken captive.
所以有些圣经学者他们在研究这个作者，他们有人在猜应该是文士以斯拉。
And the theologists, when they are when they are trying to discover the author of the books, they think is the scribe Ezra.
或者是一定是祭司，他对敬拜神的事情跟以色列百姓的历史非常熟悉的一些文士。
Or should be judge or someone that know the how to worship God and also they know the details of the worship. So perhaps some scribes.
这本书他没有写作者是谁，也没有写什么时候，他年代作者通通没有写。
Because throughout these two books, there is no time frame, and the author did not write down his name.
但是你从他的那个家谱记名字记到最后是从。被掳归回的人就知道说一定是被掳之后所写出的。
But we can see it from the genealogy starting from the first man until the end, after they are taken captive, we think that this should be written after the captivity of Israelites.
那我们知道以色列百姓他们被掳到巴比伦去，这是出于神的手段。
And we know that the Israelites, they are taken captive to Babylon. This is out of the plan of God.
那他们归回的年代也是神先计划好的。
And the date of their return from their captivity is also pre-planned by God.
那他们归回的人任务在哪里？他们最重要的目的在哪里
？So for those that are returned from captivity, what is their primary goal?
如果我们对照以斯拉记，我们就会看到，事实上就是神他要这些归回的百姓。重新再来建造圣殿跟圣城。
We know that from the book of Ezra, God wants this group of people to return back to rebuild the holy temple.
那是神激动古列王的心开头的。
And it all started with when God moved the heart of Cyrus.
好，我们现在看这一节好了，看以斯拉记第一章。
Let's turn to Ezra chapter one.
以斯拉记第一章。
Ezra chapter one.
来，我们现在请读第一节到。第二节《以斯拉记》，历代志下后面啊，第一章第一节，第一节到第三节，第三节，对不起。
Ezra chapter one verse one. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it in writing, saying, too, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth of Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. 3. Who is among you of all his people? May his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build a house of the Lord God of Israel. He is God, which is in Jerusalem.
好，你看这一段，特别在想说，这个时间是神为了要应验他借着耶利米先知所说的被掳七十年之后要归回的这个应许。
And here can see it's because God wanted to fulfill the promise, the prophecy set by Jeremiah. After 70 years, they have to return back.
所以他就激动鼓励、哦、下命令让以色列民、哦、就是犹大人可以回去。
That's why the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he will let the Jews return.
你看第二节是说，是天上的神嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇。
And here in verse 2, he proclaimed, "It's God of heavens has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem."
所以等他说你们 在你们中间，凡是做他指明的，都可以上到耶路撒冷去重建以色列神的殿。
And then he said, "Who is among you of all his people? All of you can may go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, to build the house of the Lord."
那中文这个刮胡子说只有他是神，这个是后来在翻译圣经的人、啊、在抄写圣经的人特别加上去的注解。
And then in Chinese translation, there's a parenthesis, he is God, and is those people who transcribe the Bible later on added on the words.
说愿神与这人同在，就是愿意、啊、被神感动的人回想要回去耶路撒冷重建圣殿的，愿神跟他同在。
And then here say, may his God be with him.、
啊、所以我们 就看到说，其实这一个百姓他们归回的最主要目的就是要去重建圣殿，要重建荒废的圣城。
So we see that the main purpose for the people to return back to Jerusalem is to rebuild the temple, the holy temple of God.
那有圣殿之后，就要恢复那个当时候敬拜神的祭司的制度。
And after they rebuild the temple, they have to regain the system of the priest.
那有了这个。圣殿有祭司在服侍神，这样子才有可能复兴百姓原始的纯正的信仰。
And after they build the temple and they have the priests, then they can revive the origin the faith of the people.
所以他们最重要的目标就是要去重建他们信仰。
So the most important purpose is for them to rebuild their faith.
那为了要重建信仰这件事情、啊
And just because they need to rebuild their faith.
你看他们回来从被掳之地归回之后，他们首先要面对的是要有硬体建设。他们现在百废待虚啊，全部都是荒废的，要重新开始。
And
百废待举了，很多东西都要重新建造。
So in order to rebuild their faith, first they have to build the temples. So because everything is in isolation, they have to bring all these items to rebuild the temple.
但是硬体是容易的
，But the hardware is something that's easy.
就说你照着原来的这些根基哈、哦，再用材料啊，照着那个原始的那个样子，再把它重盖起来就好嘛。
Because based on the old foundation, and you just need to get materials, and then you just need to rebuild the temple.
但是最难的就是这个里面的人的信仰要怎么样重新建造起来，这个就大工程了。
But the hardest thing is the heart of man. How do you build up the original faith of the people? That's the hard thing.
然后这个信仰再重新复兴之后，还要再一代一代传下去啊，因为不能再断掉，因为已经失败过一次了嘛。
And after you revive the faith of the people, you have to be able to continue to pass on this faith from generation to generation because they already failed once, but they cannot do that again.、
哦、所以我们看到历代志，它其实重点就放在要怎么样重建百姓的信仰。
So the book of Chronicles emphasizes on the fact that how to rebuild the faith of the people.
它当中一开头的时候就先讲家谱。
And it starts with genealogy.
他先讲人类怎么来的。
First, the book talk about the origin of man.
那这个以色列这十二个支派是怎么来的
？And also the origin of the 12 tribes of Israel.
他们有了这个犹大这个国度哈，以色列犹大国这个神的这个祭司的国度是怎么样开始，这个系统是怎么延续下来的
？And also the explanation of the kingdom of Judah and Israel and how the priesthood.Pass from one generation to the next.
然后最后这个信仰到最后被掳啊，掳到最后剩下回来这些人是谁这样
？And also how they were taken captive, and what are the people that returned back to the city?
所以他其实在这个家谱里面，他强调神跟人有立过约的，就是有一个关系的。
So from the genealogy, he emphasized the covenant God once had with men.
所以神跟人立约这个事情绝对不能够废掉。
So the fact that God had covenant with men, this is not something you can put away.
这是为什么他要强调说为什么我们要归回到耶路撒冷去重建圣殿。
And that's why this book emphasized why they have to return back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
然后他在讲家谱，其实在讲他这个信仰是怎么开头，怎么延续到现在的。
And from the genealogy, you can see how their faith was passed from one generation to the next.
因为他在这一份家谱里面写得很详细哦，那个人名是谁，一代谁的儿子，谁的儿子，这样子一直写下来。
Because this is a detailed genealogy, you can see the father and passed to the son and from one generation to the next.
但是他也不是说照那个一代一代一直详细的写，他只是有时候挑一些重点讲哦。
But it's not the whole genealogy. It just takes the important parts.
就是他为了要让这个读者他能够看到，其实他们信仰的根源在哪里。
So that the readers can see the origin of the faith.
那为什么我们要敬拜这位神
？And also why we have to worship this God.
好，那现在他们如果把信仰重建之后，接下来他们要怎么样照着神的话语，这个圣经来过生活了。
So now after they rebuild their faith, how can they abide to follow the word of God and continue to live their life?
哦，因为历代志上他讲完家谱之后，他接下去就开始讲大卫这个建造他的国度，神帮助他一路打胜仗，到最后能够开始建圣殿，这一段建国的历史啊。
Because after the book of Chronicles talk about genealogy, then it mentioned about the kingdom of David, how God continued to help him to win the battles, then how he built the temple of God.
大卫，你看，所以历代志上结束就是大卫准备要建圣殿，准备材料。
So the end of the book of Chronicles talk about how David is trying to build the temple for God, how he gathered all the materials for the temple.
好，历代志下一开头就是所罗门建圣殿。
And the beginning of Second Chronicles talk about how Solomon, King Solomon, built the temple.
然后呢，他整卷书都在讲犹大国的历史，都从信仰的角度去记录所发生的事件。
Then it talk about the history of the kingdom of Judah from the perspective of faith.
最后就讲到他们被掳，圣殿被毁，然后他们被掳到外邦去了。
And in the end, it talk about how the temple was destroyed and they were taken captive to the Gentile land.
所以基本上历代志上下就是一本他们这个整个历史的信仰的回忆录了。
So we can say First and Second Chronicles is a memoir of the faith of Israelites.
特别是给那个被掳归回的人所写的，为他们所写的。
And it is especially written for those who were taken captive and now return back to the holy city.
那所以你看，他们现在为了要验证说神带领他们归回，其实这是出于神的应许。
So now, from this book, can see this the fact that they are being brought back to the holy land. This itself is a promise of God.
看历代志下36章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 36.
最后他们被掳了，他们国家亡了。
In the end, their kingdom was destroyed, and they were taken captive.
你看到了第二十二三十六章的二十二节跟二十三节。
Let's go to chapter 36, verse 22.
二十一节。
Starting from chapter 36, verse 21 to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbath, as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years.
好。那二十二节以后就是刚才我们读过的以斯拉记第一章的第一节到第三节一样的。
And then, verse 22 and 23 is the same as Ezra, verse 1-3.
好，所以你看这个联系，我们就在这边看到了。
So we can see the connection between the two.
所以为什么说作者很有可能是以斯拉
？And that's why we say it's very possible the author of the Chronicles is Ezra.
所以现在这个被掳归回的百姓，他们要去寻找他们信仰的出发点、原点在哪里
？Now these people that are taken captive, they return back to their land. They need to once again find the origin of their faith.
让他们可以知道说，其实神拣选他们，特别做一个独居的民哦，赋予他们一个很重要的使命。
So that they know how God chose them and separate them as a holy people and entrusted them with a special mission.
那因为这个国度称为神的国，祭司的国度。
Because this kingdom is the kingdom of God, is the kingdom of the priesthood.
所以他们现在要把一直追溯到最开始神创造亚当的时候。
So they have traced all the way back to the very beginning when God first created Adam.
那在这当中，其实就有神跟亚当立约，神跟女儿立约，神跟亚伯兰立约，这个历史在当中了。
Then you can also see the history how God first had a covenant with Adam,
Noah,
with Noah, and Abraham.
这当中其实又讲到历代志的时候，会看到神跟大卫立约，跟所罗门立约。
When we continue to read throughout the book of Chronicles, can see how God also made covenant with David and also King Solomon.
所以这个就是从历代志的他的那个背景，他整个轮廓看到，他写这份家谱在最开头的时候，其实就是要他们去想想他们信仰的根源是从哪里来的。
So from the outlines of the book of Chronicles, we can see that it's the intention of God to make them think about the origin of their faith.
好，那我们现在来看一下第一章。
Let's go back to chapter one.
我们现在要读这一段，这个九章啊，我们有时候要把它分段落，才不会迷失。就看到最后这么多名字，到底是要怎么读啊
？So when we study these nine chapters, we have to first divide them into sections, so we don't be confused when we read these nine chapters.
基本上从第一章的第一节到第四节啊。
So starting from chapter one, verse 1 to 4.
你看，是从亚当一直讲到挪亚嘛，哈，挪亚跟他三个儿子。
So it's from Adam all the way till Noah and his three sons.
这里面有几代呢
？So how many generations are here?
哦，应该有十代。你如果注意算的话。
So if you count them, about 10 generations.
好，那从第五节开始呢，就是从第一章的第五节，亚佛的儿子哈，到第二十三节。
And then from verse 5 till
从亚弗五节到二十三节哈。
And then from verse 5 to 23.
哦，那个这个是他在讲，亚弗的儿子闪的儿韩的儿子，然后跟那个闪的儿子哈。
So then you can see it's talking about the descendants of Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
哦，那这个就是指挪亚的后代。
And these are the descendants of Noah.
那这一段呢？这一段他的那个名字。他这个名字就是指的这个分散在各地方的种族了。
And then these names they represent the people that scatter around the world.
这是从五节到二十三节哈，这一段他们，你如果把它统计，一共有七十个名字。
And from verse 5 to 23, if you counted them, there are total 70 names.
那这个七十，你看在圣经里面，七十就代表一个完全全部啊，整体啊。
And in the Bible, 70 is a figure represent a whole.
其实他这里所讲的，你看这个亚弗、韩跟闪哈，闪的儿子，这个在第十七节那边到二十三节，到这里我们说看到了，代表的是所有人类都从挪亚的后代开始来的。
So then, starting from verse 17 here, mentioned the descendants of Shem, Ham, and Japheth until verse 23. So you can see that the people they are all from the descendants of Noah.
他特别的去显出了这七十个人。
And then from here, you can see these 70 people.
哦，那这个表示，事实上是当然他不可能列出所有的详细的那一只，但是用这个代表意义来说明。这就是所有的人类都从挪亚开头，这是洪水灭了世界之后的新的。
And because they cannot record everyone's name, so they use the descendants of Noah's three sons to represent all the people. So these are the people after the time of the flood.
好，你从二十四节第一章二十四节到二十七节。
And then from chapter 1, verse 24 to 27.
你看，这是从闪到亚伯拉罕啊。
And here you can see from Shem to Abraham.
他这里特别把闪拿出来，挪亚的后代里面的闪拿出来，然后现在讲到亚伯拉罕出现了。
And the author especially mentioned one of the sons Shem, and then talk about Abraham.
这个里面一共有十代。
And then from these verses, there are total 10 generations.、
这个十代，然后出现亚伯拉罕这个神从万民当中闪的后代里面特别显出来的，现在要建立这个属神的人的系统。
So from these 10 chapters, here we see the appearance of Abraham. Out of all the people, God specially chose Abraham.
好，那从二十八节开始， 第一章的二十八节哈。
From chapter 1 verse 28.
他现在开始讲亚伯兰的儿子是以撒跟以实玛利了。
And then here talk about the sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael.
一直到三十四节。
And all the way till verse 34.
都是讲亚伯兰的儿子的。
And here are all the sons of Abraham.
好，然后最后是以撒的儿子是以扫跟以色列的。
And then talk about Isaac's sons and which is Esau and Israel.
好，所以现在从三十五节开始到五十四节。
And then starting from verse 35
to 54.
这
里通通都在讲以扫的后代。
And here talk about the descendant of Esau.
你就看到他的那个，他很，事实上是经过精心设计的。
The descendants of Isaac.
从闪到亚伯拉罕。
So from Shem to Abraham.
现在亚伯拉罕后裔当中，他就先记录了这个以扫的后代了。
And then out of the descendants of Abraham, the author record the talk about theThe descendants of Isaac.
这个以扫的，就是不是在救恩的系统里面，但是因为他是以撒的后代，跟雅各是兄弟的。
Sorry, the descendant of Esau, and even though Esau is not the people of God, but he is still the son of Abraham.
好，所以先交代完之后呢，现在把重点就开始集中，从第二章开始。第一节以色列的儿子，他现在开始讲，要讲以色列的儿子了。
And then chapter 2 verse 1 here starting talk about the sons of Israel.
哦，所以就现在接下去就开始要讲以色列十二支派的系统。
And then talk about the system of the 12 tribes.
哦，所以我们就看到这一章啊，是不是第一章里面他说，其实他把这个我们的目光哦，先看到说，哎，人类的起源是哪里，从哪里来？
亚当。So from chapter 1 here, First, we focus our attention on the origin of man, which start from Adam.
然后呢，你看那个从那个以挪士哈，就你看亚当生赛特，赛特生以挪士。
And then we see that Adam have Seth, and then Seth Enosh.
然后以挪士到挪亚嘛哈，生到他最后就出现挪亚跟三个儿子、啊。
And then from Enosh, then all the way in the end came Noah, and Noah had three sons.
你看那个创世纪第四章。看创世纪第四章。
When we turn to Genesis chapter 4,
我们看 他这个作者这样写啊，他其实是用意很深的。
And the author wrote the book this way actually has his own intention.
你看第四章创世纪四章的第二十六节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4, verse 26. 26, and as for Seth, to him also a son was born, and he named him Enosh, then men began to call on the name of the Lord.
从以挪士开始，人才开始求告神的名。
And it's starting from Enosh that men began to call on the name of the Lord.
哦，这个就是最开始求告神的世代。
And this is the very beginning when men started to call on the name of the Lord.
你要注意哈，那个该隐的后代就不用讲了。
And then we don't have to talk about the descendant of Cain.
就是说在历代志的家谱里面就排除了该隐的后代了，他都不提的。
Because from the genealogy in the book of Chronicles, they do not talk about the genealogy of Cain.
现在只有强调这个敬拜神的、求告神的名的后代而已。
And now here only emphasize the descendants of the people that call on the name of the Lord.
好，那到了他接下去从以挪士就讲到挪亚跟他的三个儿子。挪亚在当时候罪恶的世代里面是敬虔人的虔诚人。
And from Enosh then talk about Noah and his three sons. In the time of Noah, he was considered a devout man.
哦，所以好，现在看第六章创世纪第六章。
Then turn to Genesis chapter 6.
第九节。
Chapter 6 verse 9.
第六章的九节。
Chapter 6 verse 9.This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God.
第十节.
10. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
11节.
11. The earth also was corrupted before God, and the earth was filled with violence.
12节.
12. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth.
好。所以你看，就是看到挪亚跟他三个儿子在当世代里面是敬虔人的后代。
So here can see Noah and his sons. They are the descendants of the devout man.
好，那现在从挪亚之后，在三个儿子里面，神就特别显出了那个闪的后代。
Then out of Noah's three sons, God especially chose Shem.
这是为什么？ 历代志第一章从二十八节开始，他现在开始讲闪生谁生谁这样，最后生出亚伯拉罕来。
That's why in the First Chronicles, verse 28, here God specially talk about the genealogy of Shem.
那生出亚伯拉罕之后，哎，就生出以色列了哈。
And then from and then came the appearance of Abraham and then Israel.
然后以色列的儿子就开始记在下面，从第二章以后，那这个就是先祖的系统。
And then,
以色列祖先的系统。
From chapter 2, here mentioned the descendants of Israel, and that's the genealogy of the forefathers.
那这个以色列的祖先是承受神的应许的，神给亚伯拉罕那个应许之地要给谁？给以色列的后代。
And the ancestor of Israel, they are the one that had promised with God had promised with them. So their descendants will be the one that will inherit.The promise.
那这个后代要组成一个国度，叫做祭司的国度。
And these descendants, they will form a kingdom, which is the kingdom of the priesthood.
好，所以他现在历代志上第一章他写完了这个历史之后，这个族谱之后，第二章开始，开头就讲以色列的儿子是谁。这里一共把这个十二个这个儿子都列出来了。
So after the genealogy in chapter 1, beginning of chapter 2, here mentioned.These were the sons of Israel.
哦，第二章一节到二节，这个就是雅各的十二个儿子。
And chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, can see these are the sons of Jacob, 12 sons of Jacob.
好，那之后呢？从第三节就开始讲，先列出犹大的后代。
And then starting from verse 3, here mentioned descendant of Judah.
基本上第二章都是在讲犹大的后代。
And the rest of the chapter 2 is talking about the descendant of Judah.
为什么先讲犹大
？Why the author mentioned Judah first？
因为在攻打耶路，在攻打那个应许地的时候，谁最先上去打仗呢
？Because when the Israelites they are fighting to conquer the land of Canaan, which tribe was the one that go for first？
如果我们看那个耶稣雅记哈，耶稣雅记或者是那个士师记哈，应该先看士师记。
If we turn to the book of Judges, or we look into the book of Joshua,
先来看士师记第一章。
Let's first turn to the book of Judges, chapter 1.
就看到这个犹大支派的特色，它的重点在这里。
We can see the characteristic of the tribe of Judah.
士师记第一章的第一节。
Judges chapter 1 verse.
在耶稣雅记后面，士师记。
Judges chapter 1 verse 1.
耶稣雅死后，以色列人求问神说：“我们中间谁当首先上去攻击迦南人，与他们征战呢？”神说：“犹大当先上去，我已将那地交在他手中了。”这里就是犹大。你看，这个时候是神指定的犹大先去打。
Here God said Judah shall go out first.
他去打，然后去把耶路撒冷打下来。
And Judah shall go forth first, and then they will be able to take the land of Jerusalem.
但是耶路撒冷是到最后，等到大卫当王的时候，才真正完全占领。
But it's until the time of King David they truly conquer all the land in Jerusalem.
那在耶稣雅记十五章其实也有写。
And it's also mentioned in Joshua chapter 15.
你看耶稣雅记十五章啊。
Joshua chapter 15.
六十三节。
Verse 63.
那个耶路撒冷，他们那时候没有完全占领。
Because at the time they did not conquer all the land in Jerusalem. 63. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out. But the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem to this day.
你看，这个到这个时候，到耶稣雅记那个时代哈，他们在写的时候，那个耶布斯人迦南七族的一个其中一支还是住在耶路撒冷。
So until the time of Joshua, when they write this chapter, the people of Canaan, which is the Jebusites, they still live among them.
但是后来等到大卫当王的时候，就完全把耶布斯人把他赶走了。
But when David became king, then they drive the Jebusites out.
就建立了大卫的城。
And then they built the city of David.
这是为什么？你看历代志接下去的那个家谱呢？就讲犹大的家谱。
And that's why later on you see the genealogy in Chronicles talk about the descendants of Judah.
因为这是圣殿所在地耶路撒冷，他们真正把它攻占下来的支派。
Because that is where the holy city located, and this this tribe was the one that truly drive out the people and conquer the land.
那到第三章呢？
And then in chapter 3,
你看第三章，他都讲大卫的儿子。
Is to talk about the sons of David.
然后讲到最后就是讲到所罗门的后代。
Until the end, talk about the descendants of King Solomon.
所以他基本上都讲大卫跟所罗门的系统。
So then here talk about the genealogy descendants of David and Solomon.
因为等到他们进入迦南地之后，他们建立了他们这个国家，真正是到了大卫之后，才把整个耶路撒冷拥有，然后成为他们的中心，政治跟他们的信仰的中心。
Because it's through King David and Solomon, especially during the time of King David, he truly drive out all the people away and then build the temple, and this place become the center of faith.
然后接下来我所罗门就照着大卫的吩咐，按照神的计划，就建造圣殿了。
And then King Solomon followed the instruction of David and also instruction of God. And then he built a temple there.
所以从此这个耶路撒冷这个圣殿就成为他们信仰的中心了。
So from that time on, Jerusalem become where the holy temple is located and also become the center of their faith.
这也是因为在大卫的时代里面有这个圣殿的时候，其实也有了这个整个祭司在服侍神的系统。
And it's because during the time of David, that's where they built a temple. And inside the temple, they also have a priest.
好，那所以第三章就讲这么一个家谱，就在讲这个重点。
So chapter 3 is talk about this.
然后从第四章开始呢
？Starting from chapter 4.
到第七章呢
？To chapter 7.
这四章的内容呢，他现在讲那个第四章，还是在重讲一次大卫犹大的后裔。
And starting from chapter 4 to 7, starting from chapter 4, here once again mentioned descendant of Judah.
哦，从犹大开始，然后开始讲西缅，对不对？
Starting from Judah and talk about Simeon.
然后讲到第五章，讲流便、加德跟马拿西半支派，这个就是在约旦河东的两个半支派了。
And I talk about chapter 5, Reuben, and then also Gad.And also the family of Manasseh, and these are the tribes that's located in the east of Jordan.
好，所以第五章就是讲河东的这两个半支派他们的系统家谱。
And then, so in chapter 5, talk about these two tribes that are located in the east side of Jordan.
第四章讲犹大跟西缅，就是坐在耶路撒冷这个地区的支派。
And then chapter 4 talk about the tribe of Judah and Simeon, and these two tribes they live in the region of Jerusalem.
第六章
，Chapter 6，
利位的后代，你就看到。
Talk about the descendant of Levi.
然后在这一章里面，特别又讲到这个利位的后代，他们在圣殿的这个系统当中啊，祭司制度里面，他们扮演什么角色
？And then throughout Chapter 6, you can also see the descendant of Levi, what kind of role they play in the system of the priesthood.
然后亚伦的后代就是祭司的后代。
And also the descendant of Aaron, which is the descendant of the priest.
然后他们这个祭司的后代住在哪些城
？And also the descendant of the priest, which cities they dwelled in.
所以第六章很长，有八十一节。
So that's why chapter 6 is quite long, total 81 verses.
他就要讲这个利未人的这些服侍神的人他们的这个家谱了。
Because here it talks about the people that are serving the Lord.And also their genealogy.
从第七章开始
，Starting from chapter 7,
你看他在讲以撒家
，You talk about the family of
Issachar, 便雅敏
，and also Benjamin,
拿弗他利
，and Naphtali,
然后马拉西半支派的
，and the half tribe of Manasseh,
然后以法莲
，and also Ephraim,
到亚瑟
，all the way till
第二三十节，三十节那里。
Verse 30.
亚瑟啊
，Aser.
对啊 ，Aser 就是亚瑟支派啊。
And which is the tribe?
那这个就是约旦河西哈，河西的北方的支派，都住在北边的。
And then this is these tribes they located in the northern part of the Jordan River.
在耶路撒冷的北边的那些支派了。
And then they located north part of Jerusalem.
那到了第八章哈。
And in chapter 8.
第八章其实他又讲便雅悯的支派啊。
chapter 8 here mentioned once again the tribe of Benjamin.
便雅悯其实就是接近耶路撒冷跟犹大靠近的，是属其实是当时候跟犹大都一直归属在这个他们被掳的时候，其实就是这两个便雅悯的支派也是一部分的人在那里，因为北方的人很多人跑到这边来了。
So here it mentioned descendants of Benjamin, and they are also in the near the region with the kingdom with the tribe of Judah near Jerusalem. And when they are taken captive, a group of people from the tribe of Benjamin they were there.
照耶稣雅记的那个分地的原则哈，耶路撒冷本来应该属便雅悯的土地的。
And from the way they divided up the land.In the book of Joshua, the region of Jerusalem should belong to the tribe of Benjamin.
那耶路撒冷南边的那个谷哦，山谷哦，才是分界。所以出了耶路撒冷之后，往南才是属犹大支派的土地。
And then there's once come out of Jerusalem, there's a valley, and from that valley onward should be the land that belonged to the tribe of Judah.
我们先看一下这里，先看耶稣雅记十八章啊。
Let's first turn to Joshua chapter 18.
28节
18:28
18章耶稣雅记十八章从第十一节，他就是讲便雅悯所分配的土地嘛。
18:11 here talk about the land belong to Benjamin.
好，到第二十八节的时候提到耶路撒冷，耶布斯就是耶路撒冷城。
And then from verse 28 here mentioned Jerusalem, which is a city of Jebus.
那这个就是本来耶路撒冷城就是便雅悯地的。
So originally, the city of Jerusalem is part of the land of Benjamin.
耶稣雅记十五章啊。
And then Joshua chapter 15.
第八节。
Verse 8, and the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom to the southern slope of the Jebusite city, which is Jerusalem. The border went up to the top of the mountain.That lies before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the end of the valley of Rephaim northward.
所以这个就在讲那个犹大地的那个北界哈，就是到了那个新嫩之谷，其实就是耶路撒冷城的南边这样。
And here's talking about the border of the land, which stop at
就是
the valley of Hinnom.
这个就是犹大支派的土地。
And that's the land belonged to the tribe of Judah.
那所以你看现在历代志呢，他现在事实上是以耶路撒冷为中心。
So here can see
他在讲家谱的时候是以耶路撒冷为中心的。
When talking about the genealogy in the book of Chronicles, the book used Jerusalem as the center.
好，所以先讲犹大西缅支派。
So then first talk about the tribe of Judah and Benjamin.
讲河东的两个半支派。
And then talk about the two tribes that's in the east side of the
Jordan. 河西的北边的支派。
And then talk about the west side, which is also the north side of the Jordan.
然后接下来第八章要讲这个便雅悯支派，就是在耶路撒冷附近的。
And then once again talk about chapter 8, talk about the tribes near the region of Benjamin, which centered in Jerusalem.
到第九章。
And then chapter 9.
就是从巴比伦返回耶路撒冷的这些人，犹大人、便雅悯人、以法莲人、利未人。
These are the people that were taken captive, and now they return back from Jerusalem to Babylon to Jerusalem. And these people are the Levites and also the people of Judah.
哦，所以你看，所以他是四五六七哈，这四章。他在讲他们当时候有这个王国制度，有祭司制度的时候，他们那些家谱哪些人呢、啊、
？And also the Benjamites. So from chapter 4 to 7, can see that talk about at the time in the time of priests, what are the people that belong to the system?
那在这个家谱当中，有两个支派不见了。
And in this genealogy, you can see that there's two tribes that are not recorded here.
但支派没有被记到。
The tribe of Dan is not here.
西布伦支派也没有记到。
And also the tribe of Hebron is not recorded here.
但是那个拿弗他利就讲一节而已，就讲简单讲一下他们住哪里，那哪些人这样。
Of Naphtali, there's only one verse recorded where they're located.
你看他作者他事实上是 把重点放在某一些支派上面。
So you can see the author only emphasize the genealogy of certain tribes.
好，那到第八章、第九章这两章，其实在讲他们返回，就是归回之民的这些系统。
And then from chapter 8 and chapter 9, you can see it's talking about the people that return back to the land.
好，那我们现在你看他现在写了这么多家谱。它到底意义在哪里啊？
So, well, what's the purpose of writing out all these genealogies?
我们实际上看到，它其实重点在强调这些归回的百姓一定要记住，你们的系统事实上是一直往上追溯到亚当，从神开头的。
So the author wanted to emphasize, all the people that return back to the land. You have to remember that your ancestor traced all the way back to the time of Adam.
这个敬拜这位独一真神的这个信仰，从一开头亚当被造的那个时候，从神创造天地一直延续下来的这个系统，不能断掉。
So that your faith, which is to worship, the one true God.Trace all the way back to the time of Adam, and you should not let go of this faith.
那这里他们现在讲了这个家谱，它的用意其实在要引他们到最后是要真的再重新建造敬拜神的这个系统，要把圣殿再建造起来。
So the purpose of talking about all these genealogies is to, for them to rebuild the temple, to rebuild up the faith they once lost.
因为他最后讲完家谱之后，开始就进入大卫的国度了。扫罗是讲一下转接而已，马上进入大卫的部分。
Because after the recording of this genealogy, they mentioned about the kingdom of King David.
然后从此呢，历代志上的整个重心都以圣殿为主。
And later on, the Book of Chronicles only emphasized on the Holy Temple.
然后结束就是大卫要预备建造圣殿。
And in the end, they talk about how David is in preparation of building the Holy Temple of God.
所以你看他现在这个选民他们归回之后，借着家谱，借着历史，就是要百姓很坚定这个目标，你要把这个神的殿再造起来。
So now the chosen people of God, they return back to the land and is to give them this purpose that you have to rebuild the holy temple of God.
所以你看我们今天在看这份家谱啊。
So today when we are reading the genealogy,
我们要了解今天我们的信仰啊，一定要往上一直追溯到最开头从神来的那个信仰。
So today when we are pursuing after our faith, we have to be able to trace back all the way to God, which is the origin of our faith.
没有，我们今天正式教会已经将近一百年了。
And now Church's Church is almost reaching 100 years old.
从最开头那一代人到现在，基本上如果一代一代传下来，现在应该到第七代左右了。
And starting from the very first generation until now, it's about the seventh generation.
我们在美国这里有一些后代是台湾开头最开始1926年传福音到台湾去的后代，第六代了。
And we have some members in the United States. They are from the very first generation when the gospel first preached to Taiwan, which is 1927. So they are considered the sixth. 1926, and they are considered the sixth generation.
哦，那在从中国开始的应该是差不多第七代。
And if trace all the way back to China, then it would be the seventh generation.
那所以我们看到这个信仰一直要把这个根源都记住。
So then,
我们怎么来信真耶稣教？我们怎么进入这个救恩里面的
？We have to remember the origin of our faith, how we first entered into True Jesus Church.
那我们现在，如果我们了解我们信仰的根源呢、哦？然后到底是为了什么
？If we understand the root of our faith, then we have to ask ourselves why.
我们不是说哦，我的祖先很出了很多名人啊，所以我很伟大，我是某某人的后代啊。
And we can say because we are the descendants of so and so, so that's why we are great.
这不是重点。
That's not the emphasis.
重点是当我们知道我们信仰的源头是从神开始，我们得救恩是这么不容易。
The key point is we have to understand the origin of our faith comes from God, and it's very rare that we can receive this salvation.
那接下来就是要真的建立起这个神的殿在我们的心里，在我们的家里。
And later on, we have to truly build this.Temple of God in our heart and also in our family.
因为神他所在意的不是这个物质的殿。
Because what God pays the most emphasis is not the physical temple.
而是因为 神在意的是因为他跟他的百姓曾经立过这个约。
And what God emphasized on is that once he had this promise covenant with his people,
这个约不可以废掉。
And this covenant should not be put away.
所以你看神再怎么样辛苦，他也要把他百姓重新带回来耶路撒冷。
So no matter how hard it is, God still wanted to bring his people back to the city of Jerusalem.
要让这个属神的这个系统一直延续，准备耶稣基督来到。
So that the people belong to God can continue to pass on from one generation to the next until Lord Jesus Christ come to the world.
所以神所在乎的不是，你看他们用物质的这个金银宝石所建出来的这个辉煌、很堂皇的圣殿。
So,God, what God pays great attention on is not the material temple that they built by bricks and also treasure.
一样是我们今天我们的信仰，重点不是说，我们今天你看我们这个系统有多动人，就是说有什么好夸耀的。
The most important thing for us today is also our faith, and not how great is our genealogy.
而是我们了解主耶稣基督跟我们所立的这个约，从开头的祖先领受这个信仰之后，这个约能够一直存下来。
The most important thing is the covenant we had with Lord Jesus Christ. How Lord Jesus Christ made a covenant with our ancestor, and this faith passed from one generation to the next.
我们现在众人聚在这里，这样一个属灵的团体，就是神的教会，基督的身体。
And now all the people we gather here, we get then this is a spiritual.Assembling,
我们要把它再把它建造起来，让这个神的殿真的是荣耀的，是能够有见证的。
We have to once again build up the temple of God, so that this temple is glorious and can bear witness for Him.
我们看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章第十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16. Chapter 3, verse 16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God?And that the Spirit of God dwells in you. 17. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are.
这个就是今天我们教会以及我们每一个人，我们都是要建立起这个神居住的这个圣殿。
So today, the church as a whole and also each individual, we had to build up this temple of God.
这个殿是因为我们跟神立约的。
And we can build up this temple because we have covenant with God.
我们要让这个殿真的能够彰显神的名。
We have to let this temple be able to magnify the name of God.
所以今天我们在看这一份家谱。
So that's why today when we are reading this genealogy,
重点一定要看到我们要能够让这个信仰一直传下去。
We have to be able to focus on the key point, which is to be able to pass on this faith.
那么众人都能一起来建造这个属神的殿。
So that all the people together we can build up this temple of God.
让众人因为这个殿然后来称颂神，来这里得到恩典。
And that all the people, because of this temple of God, they can glorify God and also receive grace here.
愿主帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us.
能够求神来帮助，来让这个殿能够真的是荣耀神的。
And let's ask God to help us so that this temple can truly glorify His name.
我们再一起来唱诗。
And let's sing hymn.